News Update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Proposed recall sponsor Deb Mendrick turned in recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustees. Mendrick gathered signatures for Raquel Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is the township clerk. Although petitioners only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposed call to the election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected in case some didn't pass inspection. On the petition to recall Brown, approximately 184 signatures were submitted. And on a proposed petition to recall Brinkman, approximately 185 signatures were submitted. Also, recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Laurie, who is a township trustee. There were approximately 183 signatures on his petition, which exceeded the required 120 signatures. The Tuscola County Clerk's Office will now begin the review process to determine if enough qualifying signatures have been collected to trigger a recall election for the positions, according to the county clerk, Jody Fetting. If more than 120 signatures are verified, the recall issue will be on the May election ballot. And Samantha Schnettler, who is the executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Sanilac and Huron Counties, announced three Sanilac County businesses received funding from the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network. From nearly four dozen applications, three businesses were selected to receive funding. The businesses that were selected were MTH Landscaping in Sandusky, Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper in Sandusky, and the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast in Lexington. MTH Landscaping was awarded $13,944. The Sandusky Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper received $4,040. And the MTH Landscaping received $12,000. 315. Actually, I believe it'd be the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast received 12,315. Some of the things the funding will allow the business to use the money for is to get new equipment or furnishings, software purchases or upgrades, and to do specialized consulting services and training. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebowing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. State Representative Greg Alexander's Bad Axe office hours, he discussed a variety of issues and took questions from the community that was in attendance. He started by saying Michigan's legislative process faces significant gridlock due to partisan divides, resulting in a historically low number of bills passed and over 100 bills rammed through without proper review during a lame duck session. He criticized pork barrel spending in the state budget and a 24% wholesale tax increase on marijuana. He expressed his major concern is the misuse of over $1 billion in unspent departmental funds, including money for ghost employees, which was then diverted for unapproved projects like a $200 million prison expansion. The House is attempting to claw back $645 million in these funds, leading to a lawsuit from the Attorney General as a part of their efforts for transparency and accountability. Alexander stated that a key policy debate include efforts to restore local control over green energy projects. He then stated that they passed a new law banning cell phones in schools during instructional hours, but had to make sure the wording was right to provide protections as well. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebewing.